Robert De Niro leads State of the Swamp rally and call to take to the streets against Trump. I feel betrayed by my country. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 25, 2026. Robert De Niro led a State of the Swamp rally on Tuesday evening in a call to take to the streets against President Donald Trump. I feel betrayed by my country, the raging bull star said. The bottom line is that I feel betrayed by my country, De Niro said at the rally, adding, it doesn't have to be perfect, but it does need to return to the values that gave us our strength and humanity. If you want our leaders to be accountable, if you're devoted to the Constitution and the rule of law, if you want the United States of America to be worthy of your love, be ready to take to the streets together, and we will take our country back, the Goodfellas actor added. Watch below. At the rally, which followed President Trump's State of the Union address, De Niro also complained about an event 5 months ago that involved Jimmy Kimmel being briefly taken off the air after he spread disinformation about Charlie Kirk's assassination. We the people must never accept government threats to our freedom of speech, the casino star proclaimed. De Niro, however, failed to acknowledge a truly horrific event that also transpired 5 months ago, when the Turning Point USA founder and conservative icon was fatally shot while engaging in a respectful and open dialogue at Utah Valley University. Our country isn't so lovable right now, the taxi driver star continued, before bizarrely adding, in the current climate, declaring love for our country is like an abused spouse professing love for their abuser. Watch below. Tragically, we are now in a country of, by, and for a handful of dishonest, greedy, and cruel authoritarians. De Niro fear-mongered, before claiming that the Trump administration consists of government thugs that shoot down citizens in the streets. The Meet the Fuckers actor went on to oddly claim that President Trump will try to steal the midterm elections, before calling the events that transpired on January 6, 2021 just a rehearsal for what's likely to come. Who is going to stop him? We the people, because we are the only ones who can stop him, De Niro declared, adding, I'm filled with anger and outrage. Days earlier, the Cape Fear star called President Trump the enemy of this country and urged Americans to resist the president who won the 2024 election in a landslide victory, proclaiming, it's up to us to get rid of him. De Niro even as far as to encourage people to neutralize the MAGA movement, more than 77 million of their fellow citizens, entirely. People are not going to go away, even if Trump dies for some reason. By having an illness or something, part of that movement are still there, and that's the scary part, he said. It has to be neutralized by the people. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.